Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Patriots, Titans coming up. So we've got about, like, you know, 14 more segments to go of Patriots and Titans. So we'll get to the NFL playoff game here coming up momentarily. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Josh Ward from WNML joining us here. Of course, WNML in Knoxville. The Tennessee Vols win last night 23-22. And I'm already catching a lot of heat on Twitter, Josh. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you a very leading question, which is, there are many, many, many reasons to be optimistic about the future of Tennessee football and 2020 season coming up. Of those list of reasons, is last night's onside kick and win, like, is it number like 38 or is it like number 58 on the list of reasons to be excited about football next year in Tennessee?
Yeah, I think last night's win is exciting in the moment. You and I have talked about bowl games and the big picture aspect of the program, and I think we see a lot of things similarly. I don't think there's any reason to take away from last night's excitement. Tennessee fans with the comeback and the senior class going out with a win is really nice and really good for Tennessee, and obviously winning is preferred over losing. I think we all agree on that. I don't think that a bowl game result really says much of anything about what will happen in the future. It's what do you do next? And Tennessee can absolutely go out on the recruiting trail and say, hey, we finished with six straight wins. We're a team and a program that fights, and there are things for young players to try to build on. But if Ramsey makes one more play, or if Justice hits a field goal or an extra point maybe that would have given them a chance later on in the game, does that change anything about what Tennessee could do in the future? I would still say no. So that would be the reason, is that switch the result, and I don't think that changes what Tennessee could do in the future. It's how does the program develop? Do you continue to get better up front? Do you continue to recruit at a higher level? Those are the things that are going to matter.
Yeah, because I believe, Josh, had the Vols lost this game, I don't think Vol fans would have, you know, thrown the baby out with the bathwater and say, oh, we're done. Our 2020 season is just a wrap. We might as well call it in. We're not going to be any better than a six-win team. I don't think they would have thought that. But I think they should take solace in, you know, this team finished on a high note minus the bowl game. They won five of the last six, I believe, in the regular season. I think that's what they should look at rather than looking at how the bowl game ended. Personally, how do you think this program is put together, and how do you think they are going to take advantage of what happened during the regular season moving forward? They got a lot of pieces coming back, young pieces coming back. Do you think this is a team that now has their sights set on something even higher than what they had this season?
Well, I do think that's the case over the next couple of years. I think that Tennessee has positioned itself where it really should have realistically hoped to be or expected to be at the end of this season. And in September, we know how things went, and Tennessee was not where it wanted to be. But to finish 5-3 in the SEC, to get wins against the middle of the pack to the bottom side of the SEC East, essentially the schools that aren't Florida and Georgia, that was really important. Now can Tennessee be competitive with those programs? Because they're clearly ahead of Tennessee, and they're recruiting at a higher level. That's clear with Georgia. Florida, I think the gap is smaller there, but still Florida appears to have the edge right now in the recruiting trail, and they already have a roster advantage. And to me, one of the big questions will be who does step up in a leadership position, what happens at quarterback moving forward as well. The senior class is not a big one, but it really did make a big impact on how this season was able to turn around. Now you have to replace Juwan Jennings, Marquess Callaway, Daniel Batuli, Daryl Taylor, Nigel Warrior, the names that have just been repeated over and over again. They were so important. So do you have enough players that can step up in those kinds of roles as expectations will now rise as well?
Josh Ward joining us here, WNML. And the quarterback situation, Jarrett Garantano benched yesterday for one series. And, of course, immediately Twitter exploded with the future of the program and this and that and people overreacting, and I get it. But he was still clearly statistically the best player at his position this year. He went through a lot of adversity, some of his own doing, of course. And unless Harrison Bailey is just Bo Nix good, or Brian Maurer gets into the weight room and is all of a sudden a significantly different player in the offseason, it feels like this is Jarrett Garantano's team next year, and he is going to have to be better, but I just don't see how, you know, a bad couple of series in a bowl game against Indiana is all of a sudden going to change 3 years' worth of work under, you know, a varying different collection of coaching staffs.
Yeah, there is quite the dynamic that has been at play for a while now with Tennessee's fan base and Jarrett Garantano, because it is very apparent that a lot of Tennessee fans are ready to move on from Garantano. But one reminder that I continue to offer is that one person I know is not ready to move on from Jarrett Garantano is head coach Jeremy Pruitt. He really wants Jarrett Garantano back, and he and the coaches have made that clear. And yeah, I have found it funny that while fans have said, "We can't play Garantano. He's got to take him off the field." We know what happened in the Alabama game, and since then, I think fans have continued to bring it back up, even while Tennessee was winning. Tennessee has not lost since then, and Garantano's been the quarterback since then for the most part. But remember, Juwan Jennings was going to Tennessee's head coach saying, "Garantano is our best quarterback. He gives us the best chance to win." So while fans have said, "Get number two off the field," Juwan Jennings, their favorite player, said, "Put him on the field." And that's not to say that Harrison Bailey can't come in and win the job. I do think that there should be competition for that position. But right now, Jarrett Garantano is the best quarterback that Tennessee has, and he will be the most experienced and the most prepared guy in the spring when Bailey is here to compete. This year will be different than this past season. There won't be Jeremy Pruitt saying we have one clear starter, and that's Jarrett Garantano. They're going to make it more of an open competition, and it should be that way. But the quarterback room is just worse if Garantano leaves, and it's better with him there. And Jeremy Pruitt and Jim Chaney have made that clear to Jarrett Garantano.
Now, is there any sense on what Trey Smith is going to do? Will he stay for another year? Will he opt to enter into the NFL draft? And the receiver room, will that be the biggest question mark next year? Headed into next season, because they lose, obviously, Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway.
With Trey Smith, he said after the game last night that he has not made a decision, that he's going to sit down with his family and then make that decision. The expectation, I think, is that he goes, and not that he needs my advice. That would be what I would tell him to do. And he should do what he wants to, but considering what he's had to overcome from a health standpoint to be able to play football, he's such a talented football player, and you never know how long you have to play, and that's especially the case with Trey. I would say go make money, and he can make a lot of money playing football, and he is the best example probably that you can find of somebody giving his all for Tennessee. So he's somebody that I know fans do appreciate and should appreciate, but the expectation, I think, is that he were to go. Obviously, if he were to decide to stay in college, that would be huge for Tennessee's offensive line. It's just that all indications have been that he will now take his shot at the NFL. And, it might be the biggest question at wide receiver heading into this year because of what you have to replace, not only from a talent standpoint, but the emotional edge that you get with Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway's big playability, and he's really appreciated and respected as well. They do have Josh Palmer coming back. They have Ramel Keaton, who made a couple of plays in the first quarter. He's a former All-American, high school All-American, a guy that heading into his sophomore year will have a chance to make a jump. D'Angelo Gibbs is a transfer from Georgia who set out, and they have some speed coming in the class. So probably one of the biggest questions. They do have some options to replace those guys, but it is a lot to replace.
Josh, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. Enjoy your holiday weekend with the playoffs. I'm sure East Tennessee is paying a little bit of attention to what's going to take place on Saturday night.
Yeah, big buildup with the Titans and Patriots, and a lot of people in East Tennessee, you may be aware, that don't pull for the Patriots, which actually I think is the case across the country. So, yeah, a lot of Tennessee Titans fans even more so this weekend in Knoxville and East Tennessee.
Thank you, Josh. We appreciate it, bud.
You got it. Thank you.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville, of course. So, wrapping up, just putting a bow on the Tennessee Volunteer season, which, again, 3.5 months ago, if you'd have told us this team was going to be 8-5, I think we would have all laughed you out of the room. So I think a wonderful job by Jeremy Pruitt and the coaching staff and the players to get them to where they are and finishing the year at 8-5. Tremendous comeback last night in the final 5 minutes of the game. Completely improbable. Mm-hmm. Great victory. Celebrate it all. But really be excited about your program because foundationally it is a more stable and more talented group of young players that are building in the right direction, and it appears that the coaching staff might know what it's doing. And that are those are reasons to be excited about Tennessee football moving forward. All right, Tennessee Titans and the New England Patriots. I got a question for you guys about tomorrow it's about tomorrow, right? Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question to you about one quarter of play, and I want to know if the game can be decided in one quarter of play. I want to ask you and see what you think about it, Derek. We'll do that when we come back as we get started with our Titans and Patriots preview here on a Football Friday, Playoff Football Friday, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.